The new B-Class. Sporty, practical, spacious. An article published on the Daimler blog, written by Dimitrios Reisner. We've sold 1.5 million B-Class cars worldwide since 2005. Our customers love the B-Class because it's practical and comfortable. And it also offers a lot of space and comfort. We got all this with our new compact model, and it's also more chic and sporty than ever. Simply the perfect family car. As the responsible product manager, I'll now describe how we achieved this. The brief for our design and development teams was clear. The new B-Class was to be sportier and visually stand apart from the world of compact minivans, but with no compromise in spaciousness or utility value. I think we mastered this balancing act phenomenally. The B-Class cuts a much more dynamic figure on the road, but has lost nothing of its practical value. We improved the seating geometry and lowered the belt line, the line under the bottom edge of the windows. This makes for an even more spacious impression than with the predecessor model. The driver sits 90 millimetres higher than in an A-Class and thus has an especially good all-round view. The 1,456mm of elbow width at the front are now almost on a par with mid-series models. The trunk, which opens and closes electrically as an optional extra, hasn't grown, but is now easier to load and has an adjustable load compartment floor. And with the rear seat unit folded back, it can accommodate up to 1,540L behind the front seats when loaded up to the roof. No other car in its category can match this. A car that just looks sporty but doesn't drive that way isn't worth its salt. The chassis of the B-Class is now better balanced than ever before. You'll already notice on your first drive that this car sits four square on the road. The driving pleasure comes from a combination of agility and long-distance comfort. And this isn't just about the suspension. The B-Class is now also much quieter. Together with its generous interior space and its variability, this all makes it a genuine touring car for the whole family. Since the standard rear seat unit is divided in the proportion 40-20-40, four people can sit comfortably in the back, for example, with still enough room for bulky objects to be passed through. In the engine compartment, we're starting with two gasoline and three diesel variants. A genuine highlight is the new OM654Q diesel engine, which is celebrating its debut here. In the B220D, 140kW/190PS, 400 Nm, with the 8G DCT double clutch. Combined fuel consumption, 4.5 to 4.4 per 100 kilometres, CO2 combined emission 119-116 grams per kilometre, it develops a powerful 140 kW 190PS, which underscores the role of the B-Class as an all-rounder, because it's sporty and economical. The 8G DCT 8-speed automatic transmission is also entirely new. With the extra gear, the B-Class glides even more smoothly and efficiently along the highway. The S-Class has it, the A-Class has it, and now the B-Class is also getting it. Our new multimedia system, MBUX. I personally find the technology and the functions very impressive. And unfortunately, I must also say that if you've ever used this, you'll find all other instrument panels rather old-fashioned. MBUX can be individualized and adapts to the user. In this way, it creates an emotional link between the vehicle, its driver, and its passengers. I personally would fit out my B-Class with an AMG line. The dynamic overall package with the diamond radiator grille is simply cool. For the interior, I'd supplement the large displays with a new head-up display. Important information, for example, current speed is projected onto the windscreen, so I don't have to look down and can concentrate even better on the traffic. And because the new B-Class is such a great touring car, I'd also decide on the energizing package. An intelligent combination of comfort features with precisely defined programs, such as Fresh, that enhance well-being when you're on the move. But how you fit out your B-Class is, of course, up to you. The official sales launch is on December the 3rd, 2018. I'm already looking forward to seeing the first cars at the dealerships as of February the 16th, 2019.